Okay, today's daf is daf lama test. We're on lama chesim abeis, three lines from the bottom. Just one ha'ara. I met a couple of magidei shiur of the daf yesterday, a number of places, and they all said, what do you do with amud beis yesterday? What do you do with amud beis? Yeah, amud beis was a challenging amud yesterday. Exactly, we didn't have time to spend as much time on it as we could have, but again, it was basically support for the Mishnah, kash for the Mishnah, support for the Mishnah, kash for the Mishnah. Every line, it wasn't exactly clear whether it was going on the previous line or an earlier statement, but that was the daf. But what was brought up in the middle of the daf, which is going to be referred to today as well, is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. And that is, the Rabbanan holds that both min b'mino, meaning something in its type, and min b'she'eino mino, something not in its type, both of those are batel. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, min b'she'eino mino is batel, something not in its type is batel, but min b'mino is not batel. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The context of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is by the bloods of the two of the bloods that are sprinkled by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to put the two bloods into one bowl and then sprinkle it. And the Chacham say no, you have to sprinkle them from two different bowls. And Rabbi Yehuda's basis is min b'mino lo batel. If it's blood and blood, it's not going to be batel. By the way, how do you define min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino? So we spoke a little bit about it yesterday in terms of the mevatel turning into the batel, the shchuta and the nevela, the nevela and the shchuta. There is a machlokas in Yerodeah between the Ramah and the Shach. Whether you go basar shma, that's what the Ramah says. You always go after the name of what it's called, basar shma. But we usually assume like the Shach. The Shach proves for many rayas that it's basar tam. Not basar shma, but basar tam, that's what determines min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. That's the machlokas, known as the machlokas, the Ramah and the Shach in Yerodeah. But just one svara that we've mentioned before, and that is the Ran and Nedarim. What is the svara for Rabbi Yehuda of min b'mino lo batel? Says the Ran, really, all of Bittel, this is Dafnun Bezim and Aleph, really all of Bittel, says the Ran, is based on the fact that you have two things that collide and that clash, and that cannot coexist. So if you have min and eino mino, two things not of the same type, then there's a clash and majority wins. Or shishim wins. But there's a clash, something has to win, something has to give. That's why min b'she'eino mino is batel. What's the svara to say that something is not batel? If two things can coexist, so then we might say that one is not, doesn't nullify the other one. They coexist with each other. They're not machlish each other, they're machazik each other. That's what the Ran says. And then the Ran says that everybody agrees to this principle, that if two things can coexist, then it is not batel. So first of all, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino lo batel. If you have two things that are similar enough to be called min b'mino, then they're not going to be batel. That's why only min b'she'eino mino is going to be batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not min b'mino. But then he adds that maybe even the Rabbanan agree to this principle. But just the machlokas is sometimes, when are two things considered similar, when are they not considered similar? And he gives the example, davar she'ish lo matirin. Why is davar she'ish lo matirin ain't a batel? We mentioned this all the way back on Daf Gimel. Davar she'ish lo matirin is not batel. Why? Because says the Ran, it has a shemitz of a heter. So it's not like Isser fell into Heter, it's like Heter fell into Heter. And because it's going to be Mutter tomorrow, it already has the chalos of Mutter now, and that's why it is not going to be Batel. And even the Rabbanan agree to this, it's just that they hold that, you know, certain things are considered different. Things that Rabbi Yehuda says that Dam Par and Dam Sa'ir, two different bloods, are considered min b'mino. The Rabbanan would say, no, those are different. The fact that one's from a Sa'ir and one's from a Par, that itself makes it different. That's why it's going to be Batel. And that's why really at root, it's not that they hold min b'mino is Batel, but that min b'mino is kind of like min b'she'eino mino. And that's why it is going to be Batel. So that's the svara that the Ran gives for the Machlokas. And hopefully we will get back to this Ran a little bit later on today's daf. But that's the svara for the Ran of min b'mino lo Batel, and an extension to the Rabbanan, the way we had it before was by Davar Sheish L'Matirin. But the Ran again is going to come up sometime today as well. Okay, three lines for the bottom. V'tayma mai. So if you remember, the end of yesterday's challenging Amud, we ended up with a kasha on the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said that... You need a pen? The Mishnah said that when a woman borrows water and salt and spices from her friend, so then those ingredients are subject to the tchum of both the borrower and the lender. And we ended up with a kasha, why should that be? Why aren't these ingredients batel in the entire taroves? Right? Why didn't he say they're batel? They're a different, they're somebody else's mamon. So we ended up with a kasha. Abai ended up with a kasha. Why isn't it batel? So the Gemara now gives three reasons, not Abai, the earlier Amara. And the time am I. So give me three reasons why it is not batel in the Mishnah. Number one. Abaya Amar Gzeirish and Mateasa Isa Beshutfis. You're right. In this case, Meikir Hadin, the borrower, the tchum of the entire mixture should go by the borrower's tchum because the other ingredients are batel. But you know what? We're worried that a woman is going to get mixed up from this case and a case where she just is making an Isa Beshutfis in partnership with her friend, and there are two bialim. You can't choose one over the other. And she might say that just like in the first case, in the case where she borrowed it, it only goes by her tchum. So too, in the case of shutfis, it might go by her tchum. And therefore we make a gzera. Isn't it a gzera of a drabanan? We pass a tchum as a drabanan. Still, it's really, we make such a gzera. Number one. Number two, Rava Amar, tavlin l'tayma avidi. L'tayma lo batil. Says Rava? No, a different shot. We're talking about spices. Spices in the Mishnah. The halacha is that spices are not batel, because spices have an effect, even if you only have a tiny amount of spices. Sometimes spices can affect even if you have more than 60 against it in the mixture, because spices are made with tam, and tam is not batel once it's inserted in the mixture. The Rashban, this line, asks, if this is true, which it is, the tam alo batili, what's the whole discussion of the previous 25 lines? There was some Amaron that thought that it shouldn't be batel. There is a concept, says the Rashban, here of maimid. Maimid means that if there is something that causes the other ingredients to stay together, that causes the other ingredients to exist in the way that it is, that's called davar ha-ma'amid. It's ma'amid, the rest of the ingredients, and a davar ha-ma'amid is not batel either. For example, the Neurodea talks about certain types of ingredients from cheese and the rennet, that if it comes from a non-Jewish source, not kosher source, so then it might be not kosher, even if it's only a tiny amount, because it's ma'amid the rest of the mixture. This is the big sugya about enzymes. If you have certain non-kosher enzymes, enzymes are tiny, tiny things. But if it's ma'amid, if it causes the rest of the ingredients of the mixture to hold together, so then we would say it's not batel, because it's such a davar chashav, it's holding it together. So says the Rashba here, we're talking about the water in the isa. So the water is what holds all the ingredients together. So what's the Havamina to say that it's not going to be that it's going to be batel? What are these Amaron that were sitting in Eretz Yisrael saying? Of course it's not going to be batel, says the Rashba. That's his kasha. Why isn't this ma'amid? His answer, Elami kan efshar. What's the answer? Ela shalo katamo shal haravzal the hastam shiny shkalaroa gvina shal akum. In the case of the cheese, like where you might have non-kosher sources that are ma'amid, yodea umakir shebe iser he'emida. There, everybody sees it, everybody knows that what is used to be ma'amid this mixture, only non-kosher sources. So that's why sharemida ba'ar keba. And that's why it's as if it's an ilu iser ba'en. That's why it's a problem. Mashenkin kan, even though that everybody knows that the water holds the isa together, not everybody knows that the water came from somebody else. So therefore, his focus is a Maris Ayin focus, and therefore, that's why it is not going to be a problem here. Again, maybe the whole thing is Durabanan, and that's why the whole issue here is not one of real Mamid, but it's only the focus of what other people are going to think. Yeah. Did we separate Issa V'Hetter from Didi Mamanis? The final line of the Gemara said that the Mamanis should be Batal. So it's not so clear. Every line of the Gemara wasn't clear whether it accepted or did not accept that. It seems like maybe we might have accepted that. L'maskana. Finally, third answer of the Gemara. Ravashi Amar. Third answer of, again, why the ingredients in the Mishnah are not batel. Why aren't they nullified? Mishum d'havidavar sheish l'matirin. V'chodavar sheish l'matirin afilu b'elof l'batel. Because it is something that has a heter. What kind of heter? So Rashi quotes two ideas. Top Rashi. Either you could just wait till tomorrow and take it wherever you want, or today you can eat it here. Today you can eat it here. You don't have to take it outside the tchum. So because of those two reasons, it's in the category of a davar sheish l'matirin. Okay, Tosfos points out, based on something that he said yesterday, the top Tosfos says, I thought, and this was Tosfos' chiddush yesterday, I thought that the concept of davar sheish l'matirin in lo batel only applies by min b'mino, and not by min b'she'eino mino. Based on you saw that he said yesterday in the bottom of the previous amud. So over here we're talking about dough and water and salt and spices and other ingredients. It's all min b'shein amino. The whole principle of davar sheyesh matir not being batel is only by min b'mino, as Tosfos. Tosfos has two chidushim. Number one, what Yisrael just referred to. He says, you're right. Normally, by mixtures, you would say that rule. But here we're talking about mominous. Here we're talking about mominous. So you can have different rules, right? Somebody else's ownership being batel. So what does that mean? We're just really talking about ownership. What difference does it make? So the Pnei Yeshua here explains based on what Tosfos said yesterday. We're not interested so much in tam here. The tam isn't the issue, like it usually is in Tarovas. We're not interested in tasting it and see what it tastes like. It's a totally different type of bittel. And a totally different type of bittel has different rules. We're not subject to min b'mino, min b'she'en omino. Min b'mino, min b'she'en omino has to do with taste, as we just said before. The machlokas between the Ramah and the Shah. And the Shach says that min b'mino was defined by taste. So says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what Tosfos means in the first answer. That it's mominous, and therefore taste is not an issue, and therefore you don't have to worry about the distinctions between min b'mino and min b'she'en amino. Answer number two of Tosfos, v'od yesh lomar, another chiddush, second skinny line, tekiva doha isa eina nilosha el al yidei hamayim, since the dough is kneaded with the water, v'hakadera niskana b'shal atavlin, and the spices are there for the rest of the pot, imken kishirev zeh b'zeh havekilu min echad. It's a chiddush. You're right, they're different things, but because they're meant to be together, they're meant to be one unit, that's all called one type. Even though they're all separate types, they're all called one type because they're meant to be together. Okay, two chedushim in Tosfos. Now let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda potev amayim. So the Mishnah ended off by saying that even though the Tanakama, the Mishnah earlier on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph on the bottom, the Mishnah said that if a woman borrows all these ingredients from her friend, so really the Tanakama says you're subject to both tchumen because it was the woman's and now it's the borrower's. Rabbi Yehuda says not by water. Why? She'ein bahem mamish. Because water doesn't have its own existence. Water is totally batel in the new mixture, and therefore it only goes by the borrower's tchum. So Gemara's medayik, mayim in melech lo. It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the water line and not on the salt line. The salt one, he would agree it's not batel. Vatanya, but we have a stira. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mayim melech batelin. Bein be'isa, bein be'kdera. We have a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda says melech is batel in an isa, in a dough, or in a kdera, or in a pot. So it's a stira, our mishas bashma that he says melech is not batel. So lokasha habamelech, stomis habamelech is to rokanis. Depends on the kind of salt. Is it a little type of salt that's not really noticeable? So that's going to be batel. If it's a thick, big type of salt, so that is going to be nikar, and that's not going to be batel. Which is which? So it's a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi says you have to say the melech stomis is the thin, unnoticeable one. Why? Because my machronim. Because my machronim is all based on the melech stomis that we're going to put in our eyes, and nobody's going to put big thick pieces of salt wipe their eyes when they have these big pieces on their hands. It must be that it's the very thin, unnoticeable type that's going to be on fingers when you wipe your eyes. So that's how Rashi proves that melech stomis is the thin one. Okay, v'hatanya, but the brisa continues. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, we have another brisa. Mayim, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda says that mayim and melech are batel both in Isa and Kedera. But v'hatanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, mayim and melech batelin be'isa ve'ein batelin be'kedera. So we have another source that says Rabbi Yehuda holds that salt is not batel in a pot or water mipnei rotva because of the sauce, because of the liquidy nature of the pot. So we have a stira. Does he hold the ingredients are batel in a pot or not? So the Gemara answers, it depends what kind of food. Lokasha ba'ava habaracha. If you're talking about a thick type of stew, so then none of the ingredients, the water is not noticeable because it's thick and the salt isn't either. That's where it is going to be batel. But if it's a racha, if it's liquidy, so you can see the water there. So that's what, in that case, the water will not be batel and it'll be subject to the tchum of both women, of the borrower and the lender. Okay, next Mishnah. So the Mishnah continues now as these last few Mishnahs in Maseches Beisa discuss the issue of Erev Tchumen. So this Mishnah continues now with these halachas. Says the Mishnah, Hagacheles Kirak Lehaba'alim. Let's say somebody has a charcoal. A coal that's you're gonna use, let's say, for cooking on Yantif. So you go to your friend's house and you borrow a coal. So Karagli Ba'alam, that is subject to the tchum of the owner, whoever owned it the time that Shabbos or Yantif started. Obviously Yantif, because Shabbos is gonna be Muksa. Vishal Heves b'chol makom. What about just a flame? not the coal, just a flame. So a flame, the Mishnah says, is not subject to the owner, because a flame is ein b'mamish. Like nothing there. There's no mamashish. You can't own a flame. A coal belongs to you. That's an object. But a flame, how are you going to transport a flame with nothing? So the Mishnah, the Gemara will say exactly how do you transport it. But that's what the Mishnah says. At least conceptually so far, shalheves is not subject to any tchum because you can take it anywhere. Number one, the Mishnah is going to have three halachos differentiating between coals and flames. Number two, gachela shel hektish, if I have a coal of hektish, let's say from the mizbeach, mo'al in ba, then there is an iser me'ila by that coal. There's an iser, if I benefit from that coal, that's a davar she'ish bo mamish, and therefore if I benefit, I violate the iser of me'ila, benefiting from the base of Mignash, and I'm chayav a carbon asham me'ilos. Fishal heves, what about the flame from that belongs to Hektish? Lo nehanin, there's an iser derabanan l'chadchila to benefit from it, v'lo mo'alin, but there is no iser me'ila b'di'evet, it's not a me'ila daraisa. You do not have to bring a carbon for it. Number two, so we have it by Erev Tchumin, we have it by Hektish, and number three, what if you carry it out on Shabbos? Hamotzi gachalas v'shos harabim chayiv, if you carry out a coal on v'shos harabim, that's chayiv, because you carry something out, it's an object. V'shal heves pater, if you just transport a flame, again, how are you going to do that? We'll get to it in the Gemara. Pater, that's going to be pater, it's only going to be aser midrabanan. Pater means aval aser midrabanan. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Braisa, says the Gemara according to Tosefta. Chamisha Devarim Nemar B'Kachelas. There are five things said about Kachelas. Three of them we had in our Mishnah, and there's going to be two more. So some Acharonim I saw say, why didn't the Mishnah say all five? You know, why does it only say three? So the Chiddush is that the two that are quoted in the Mishnah, Hektish and Shabbos, it's the contrast. Those are the best contrast to the first line. Because Hektish and Shabbos, it's still something. It's still also midrabanan to get benefit from it. It's still also midrabanan to carry out. So even though you see it is significant in some way, still you can carry it wherever you want on Shabbos in terms of Erev Tchumen. That's why Dafka, those two are picked to contrast in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, what are they? So number one, Hagachelet Karagle Balam Shalev Zmachal Makom, like we had in the Mishnah, in terms of an Erev Tchumin, a coal is subject to the Tchum of the owners, but a flame can be carried all over. Gachel shall hektish mo'alin, bav shall heves lonen v'lo mo'alin. If you have a coal of hektish, is an iser mi'ila da'oraisa. But by a flame of hektish, just asa midrabanan, and bid the eved, you did not violate mi'ila. Number three, this is a new one. Gachel shall avodah zara asura. If you have a coal that was used, let's say, to burn in front of an avodah zara, it's aser. It's aser bahana'a mida'oraisa. That's something called tashmishi avodah zara. It's always aser to get benefit from. Vishal heves mutaris, but just the flame itself is not aser bahana of an avodah zara, again, ein bo mamish. Number four, this one we had in the Mishnah, hamotzi gachelos l'rishus harabim chayiv, vishal heves pater. If you carry out the coal, you're going to be chayiv, because it's an object. Vishal heves is pater, and just the flame is going to be pater. Five, hamudr hana b'chaveiro, let's say I make a neder, I make a promise, I am not allowed to have any benefit from you, Aser begachalto, I am not allowed to benefit from your coals, because that is something of mamashis, something tangible and something there. Umutter bishalhavaso, and it's mutter to benefit from your flame, because it's like nothing, it's like ainbo mamsh. You see on the side it brings out a sixth one that was in the Tosefta. See on the right, Vishem Khashabadi Hanach Mivarkin al Halshalheves, the Ain Mavarkin al Gachelas. Let's say for Havdalah, you can make a bracha on a flame, but you can't make a bracha on a coal. Let's say you just have a coal from your barbecue. You're not allowed to say Bori Marei Ha'esh on that coal. That's a sixth one that's said in the Tosefta there. So some of Farshim ask, why did our Gemara leave it out? So some say there are some coals that you can't make a bracha on that's called Lo Chashos. Let's say you have like coals that like have that blue fields, like fire field around it. So maybe you can make a bracha on certain coals. That's why the Gemara didn't quote it. But you see a shalheves, one can't make a bracha on. There's a Gemara in Brachas that says a flame of Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to use for Avdallah. So the Rashid Begatzis here asks, why not? You see a shalheves is a momamish. So the Rashid Begatzis says, inachinami, miyikar adin, you can, it's just ma'os. It's disgusting to use it. Just like a lulav shel Avodah Zarah. I think he quotes that as the parallel. Right, a lulav shel Avodah Zarah. Correct. Lulav Avodah also owns only also l'chadchila, but the Eved is okay. Why? So because it's Moos. It's disgusting to use it, even though Maker then is okay. Yeah.
So an incandescent light bulb, is that like a flame?
Incandescent light bulb. That's a good Shiloh. I didn't bring the sources here. But the big question about incandescent lights versus fluorescent lights regarding candles. Friday night,
Friday night, there are those who are mako even by fluorescent lights. Rabbi Willig is mako. Why? Because Friday night is not a din of ish, according to some. It's a din of or. You have to have light in your house. So there are some poskim that say you could even use a fluorescent light. Motzi Shabbos for Avdala, you need ish. That was the Takana Rabbani. You need ish. You even need an avuka, according, right? You should put two together. But many poskim, Rav Moshe and others, say that you could even make a bracha on incandescent lights, both on Friday night and by Motzi Shabbos. Comes up in a hospital where we're not allowed to light the candles, so you give out these things that you just turn on. So that is the Minhag Olam, I think, is to even make a bracha on those candles. That's what, based on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says you can make a bracha on incandescent lights. But Motzi Shabbos, in a Hanami also. Sorry? That's a Gacheles with a Shalheves. I don't know if that's just, I don't know if that would just be called a Gacheles. I'm not sure if that would, that might be Gacheles Lochashos, like we say, that we just said, that maybe you can make a bracha on that kind. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Second wide line. Maisha Shalheves Tavodazar Desharia, Maisha Nekdusha Sira. So we just said a Shalheves is really nothing. It's Ein Bo Mamish. So why is it, asked the Gemara, that by the Avodah Zara, the Tosefta just says Muteres, right? You're allowed to get Hana from it. There's no Isur L'Chadchila even. While by Hektish, it's Asur L'Chadchila to get benefit from it. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, it depends. Avodah Zara de Me'isa Ubedila in Shimine Lo Gazer Barabanam. People stay away from Avodah Zara. So Rabbanan don't have to make a Gzeira not to use it L'Chadchila, because people are going to stay away from it. Hektish deloma is velobadili ichimine gozer b'rabbanan. But hektish is not disgusting. People don't stay far away from it, so therefore they have to make a gzeira because people might come to use it. Rashi points out that in other gemaras, sometimes we contrast hektish to chulin, and we say hektish badomina and chulin lo badomina. So Rashi says it's all relative. There are three things that we can talk about. Chulin, hektish, avodah zarah. So depending which two you're talking about, chulin, people are not bundled from at all. People don't separate from themselves at all. So you need the most gzeiras there. Hektish is in the middle. People are more bundled from hektish than from chulin, but not as much as from avodah zarah. And avodah zarah is the most lo baldamine. So it's just, in terms of relative terms, you have to put those three in a line. And whichever two the Gemara is talking about, that is the contrast. Two dots. Hamotzi gachelos to rishus haravim chayiv v'shalavis patur. So the Mishnah had said that if you carry out a coal to rishus haravim on Shabbos, that's a chiyuv daraisa of hotza'ah, and if you just carry out the flame, you're going to be patur. V'hatanya. But a braisa says, hamotzi shalavis koshu chayiv. We have a tosefta that says the opposite, that if you carry out a flame on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. I thought the flame was nothing. So Amar of Sheshes, when are you chayiv for carrying out a flame? Kigon shahotzio b'kisem. If you took it out on a match, so then that itself gives chashivus to the flame, and therefore you're going to be chayiv even for just carrying out the flame. It gives a chashivus. If it tabek lemishim kisev, ask the Gemara, so if it gets the flame, you're carrying out the match. So aren't you chayiv for carrying out the match? So when it says the less shiura, no, there is no. The case that we're talking about is that the kisem is pachos mikashir. Okay, so you might be chatzi shir, aser min haTorah, but at least to get a real chiyav daraisa, you don't have enough of a shir by the kisem, by the match, and that's why you're not going to be chayav for that. Ditzan, as the Mishnah says in Shabbos, that everything you carry out has a minimum shear. Hamotzi eitzim kedei lavasho be'akala. Right? If you carry out wood, like this match, you need enough to be able to cook an egg. So therefore, maybe we're talking about a case where the kisem is too small to be chayiv on the kisem, but it is good enough still to be machshiv the flame. Abaya Amar, Abaya gives a different case. Kagon, what case are you chayiv for carrying out a flame? Kagon, the shayfei mana mishcha, the itzle be'nura. Let's say you have a bowl, and you wiped you wipe the inside of the bowl with lighter fluid. You wipe it with lighter fluid, and then you just light that kli on fire. So that's what the case that we're talking about. So again, the Gemara says why did Abai have to give this case? Why wasn't he happy with the match case? What does this add? So 2 days in Rashi. First, Rashi says maybe he thinks the kisem is not chashiv enough to give it. He would argue with the first case. The kisem is not chashiv enough to give the shalheves chashivus. That's why you need an actual bowl. That's one direction in Rashi. But then Rashi says maybe he's saying an even greater chiddush, that a kisem, it holds the, it's meant to hold the fire. So it's a beautiful flame. Here the bowl is not such a beautiful flame. It's unusual. Still, you're going to be chayiv. So two directions, whether Abaya holds up the first opinion or does not hold up the first opinion. But the Gemara says now a similar question to what it just said two lines ago. So if forget the flame, aren't you chayiv for carrying out the bowl? B'chaspa. No, just talking about a shard. We're not talking about a real bowl. So says the Gemara, v'tebek le'mishim chaspa. So you carry out the shard. You don't need a shame kli to be chayiv on Shabbos. So Gemara says, v'les le'shiura. No, you're not carrying out enough of a kli in order to be chayiv. T'tznan, cheres k'dei li'tein be'patzim l'chaveiru. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Cheres earthenware also has a minimum shear on Shabbos, enough to put between two boards in order to hold them in place. So that is why you're carrying out less than a shear here. Tosfos asks, yeah, sorry. So Tosfos asks Yisrael's question, or vice versa. Says Tosfos, on the bottom Tosfos, V'yim Tomar, we learned in Masechet Shabbos that if you carry something out, let's say you carry out a live person on a bed, so then you're going to be chayiv, well, the only possibility, let's say a dead person. Because it's easier. Dead person, you chayiv for. A live person, chayiv no seyas asmo. You carry out a dead person on Shabbos, you're chayiv for the mace, but you're putter for the mita, because the bed is tafel to the corpse. So they ask Tosfos, what's the whole havamina to ask? You should be chayiv for the kli, you should be chayiv for the kisem. It's bato. The ikar is the flame. Ask Tosfos. Tosfos answers, v'yei shlomar, the shiny hacha delekha chashivusa v'shal heves, levatel kli lagaba. No, that concept of being mevatel the kli under it is only when you're carrying out something really chashiv, carrying out a person. But if you're only carrying out the shalheves, so then it's not going to be batel what's under it. That's always my suggestion. But there could be a more basic answer. That's why I saw it in the Rashba. And that is, the whole chashivus of the shalheves came from the thing that's under it. So now you're going to tell me the shalheves is mevatel the thing that's under it? The only reason the shalheves is chashuv is because of the kli and the match. So you can't say it's mevatel, it's holder, because without the holder, it's nothing. So that's how the Rashba seems to answer this question. So that's why batel would not kick in. Yeah.
So we're going to a bright that said that if you carry out a shalheves, you're chayiv.
Right.
How do we answer that?
Right now, Ella, thank you for the lead-in. Ella had it's on a motzi shalheves. Pater hecha mishkachas lei. So we just said you're chayiv in the case of shalheves because two possibilities. Either you carry out with a match or you carry out with a kli. That's that case. But if we still haven't answered, I thought this is what you were asking. We haven't answered. So what's the case that you're pater? What's the hechi timsi? How are you pater? You're always carrying something out. So what is the case? Kagon to adye aduye l'rishus harabim. It's a case where there's a fire at the edge of your field and you blow. You go, and the fire goes out of your rishus. And in that way, you're chayiv mishum hotzah. Hotzah doesn't mean you have to carry it out. If you throw something out of your rishus, if you blow something out of your rishus, that's also chayiv. So that's the case where you could move a flame from rishus to rishus without holding anything under it to give it chashivas. That's the case that's only going to be asur midrabanan because the shalheves is ein bo mamish. Period.
So the Mishnah was very misleading.
So the Mishnah was talking about a specific case. This is a specific case. If we have time, we'll get back to the sheet of the Rambam. Because if you look in the Rambam just says, if you carry out a shalheves on Shabbos, you're putter. What about the case of carrying it in a kisem and a kli? It says a tzlach. Remind me, Hashem, at the end of the day, if we have time. I don't think we've ever had time. But if we have time, we'll get back to that tzlach. Okay, next Mishnah. Borshel yachid karagli hayachid. If somebody has a water cistern in their rishus, and it's privately owned, so then the water in there is like theirs, and the tchum Shabbos goes by the owner's tchum. V'shal anshi osa ha'ir, karagli anshi osa ha'ir. But what if there's a public cistern where everybody gets water from? So then it's subject to the tchum of the whole city. So what does that mean? The tchum of the whole city. So Rashi seems to say that it goes by up to 2,000 amos around the city. That's it. Doesn't matter if somebody in the city made an Eir Tchum to go farther. Rashi seems to say here that it goes by the Tchum of the entire city, meaning it has to be subject to the entire city, so therefore only 2,000 amos out. The Rashba and the Ran and others say no. It means like whoever picks it up, so then it goes by their Tchum, and relying on Brewer here, so that is what other Rishonim say. Last line, Vishal Oli Bavel Karagli Hamamale. And what about the boros, the cisterns that were put out for people going up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? So those Karagli Hamamale, those go by the one who picks it up. Why is that? We'll see in the Gemara. Why does it have the meaning? It's that mean it's Hefker? Does that mean it's not Hefker? So we'll have to see what the Gemara says. So Ramile, yeah.
How is it different from the two Mishnah before where it's women take
Right, so how is this different? The Chiddush is, I guess, that we're going to have the contrast that by moving water, it does not apply, as we'll say in a minute. You're right, water is no different than any of the other cases that we've had. The Chiddush of the previous Mishnah was that water was mixed into a dough or mixed into a pot. So even there we say it doesn't lose its status. That was the Chiddush of that Mishnah. So now Alex is asking, so what is the Chiddush of this Mishnah? You know, this is even less of a Chiddush. So you're right, in a sense, but maybe the contrast is the Chiddush is to differentiate between different types. You have the private waters and the public waters. That must be the Chiddush, why this Mishnah is said here. So Ramli, Rav Lo Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, Tanan, our Mishnah says, Barshal Yachid Karach Le HaYachid, that the water goes by the owner, V'raminhu, but we have another Kasha, Naharos HaMoshchin, Umayinos HaNovin, let's say you have a river going through your backyard, or you have a spring, so then that goes by whoever picks it up. Karagli kol adam. Doesn't go by the owner of the, let's say, the water that's passing through your river. It's passing through your backyard. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hachamai, or Rava, Hachamai Eskinon, Bimuchunasin. What's the Mishnah talking about that it goes by the private owner's tchum? That's only if the water is stagnant. If the water is not moving. But if the water is moving, it is not subject to a tchum. Why? Rashi says an important line. Look at Rashi in the like six lines up. To komidi denayid les le shvisa. Anything that moves, that is moving when Shabbos starts, says Rashi, is not kone shvisa, is not subject to a tchum, and therefore the water that's moving is not subject to a tchum. And itmer nami, there's another brisa, amar b'cheya, amar barav, amar shmuel, bimichu nasin. So the Rashba in Erevin, where this Gemara is also quoted, says, well, we know that there is a Mishnah in Erevin which says, let's say you're on a boat when Shabbos starts. You're on a boat when Shabbos starts. So the Mishnah seems to say that, let's say the boat docks on Shabbos. Are you allowed to get off the boat? So it depends. Was the boat within 2,000 amos of land when Shabbos started? If it was, then you were within the tchum of the city. So fine, get off the boat. If you were farther than 2,000 amos out, then you can't get off the boat. Because this is your tchum, and you were outside the city. You have to stay on the boat till after Shabbos. Says the Rashba, all of that is only if the boat was not moving when Shabbos started. But if the boat was traveling when Shabbos started, what does Rashi here say? Kol midi denayi lo kana shvisa. That's the chiddush of the Rashba in Erevin on Daf Mem Gimel, that if the boat is moving, that even if you're outside of 2,000 amos when Shabbos starts, so then you can get off the boat when you get to the place. That is the Rashba. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The Bir Halacha points out in Siman Tuf Dalid, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about these halachas of a boat, says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote this. So the Bir Halacha says, Midasasam, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is not machalik between boat moving and boat not moving, mashma dafilu rak derech hilucha, paga b'makam shehu l'ma, right? Even if it's going when Shabbos starts, it wouldn't be a problem. He says, oh, I found the Rashba in Erevin that says otherwise, but he says it must be that we don't consider movement, right? Even if we say that the Rashba, he quotes a line from the second Erevin, even if we say that the water is moving, but the boat and the people are not moving. Right, they're not moving. They're not halachically considered moving. Right, they're moving. The earth is moving too. But halachically, we're not, the boat and the people are not considered moving. Don't make that comparison. The Bir Halacha assumes the Shulchan Aruch holds between the water moving, like in our case, and the people moving on the boat. Really, the people on the boat are not considered moving. Okay, so we paskin within 2,000 amos. Okay, Shaloli Babel Karavli Mahamamale. The Mishnah said that you have these public pits, water holders for the people who went up from Bavel. So then that chum goes by the person who picks it up, right? If I eventually go pick it up on Yontif afternoon, so it goes by my chum. Itmar. Milei v'nasan l'chaveiro. What happens if I go to one of these pits that really are, it goes by ragli hamamale, like the chum of the one who fills it, but I have in mind my friend. I'm picking up water from my friend. So whose tchum does it go by? I picked it up, but I'm taking it out for him. So machlokas. Rav Nachman am a karagli mishinus malulo. Rav Nachman says it goes by the tchum of the person who you picked it up for. V'Rav Sheshes am a karagli mamalo. Rav Sheshes says no. Even in this case, even though you had in mind your friend, it goes by your tchum. You picked it up. But my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? So we're going to have one suggestion here and one suggestion on the bottom of the next amud right before the Mishnah. So suggestion number one, but my kamiflagi, mar savar beira dehef kerahu. Machlokas is, how do you view these public cisterns of water for the people of Oli Bavel. Do you say that they are hefker? That's the first opinion. And if they are hefker, then you're not allowed to pick it up for your friend. Why? Because there is a principle in Maseches Baba Metzia. Rashi quotes it here, three lines from the bottom. Havitofis lebalchov makam shachov la'acherim. Let's say, if somebody else is a balchov, somebody else is a creditor, so to speak, or somebody else could pick up, there's a bar hefker on the floor, so anybody could go pick it up. I'm going to pick it up for somebody else. It's like I'm preventing you. I'm not allowed to do that, says the Gemara. No, you're here. I can pick it up if I want. If I'm a balchov, you can pick it up, but I can't prevent you and pick it up from my friend. It's like holding, like saving a seat. You know, say I'm saving it. They're going to be here in 3 hours, saving a parking spot. You know, you're not allowed to do that. This is a freak. This is hefker. I'm here now. It's mine. That's the principle. Atofis lebalchov, makam shachov la'acherim, lo kana. So says Rif Sheshes, if it's hefker, if you view the bar as hefker, so then you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to pick it up for your friend. So therefore, it goes by your tchum, because you picked it up for yourself. And Marsav Aver the Shutfehu. No, though the first opinion says, no, this bar is viewed as that everybody owns it. Not that nobody owns it. Everybody owns it. So therefore, when somebody says, go bet me some water, I am their shliach, and I am bringing them their portion of this water. It's viewed as shutfin, not as hefker. That's the root of the machlokas in this case. There's no
chov.
Right, so this is an extension of that halacha. You're right, it's not a real chov, it's not owed, but still, it is a potential asset for anybody walking by. So the extension is that this is not going to hold up lamaskana. We're gonna reject this lamaskana. But the extension, at least here, is that there's a bal chov that doesn't just mean creditor. It just means somebody who could claim it. Somebody you could claim it, has the potential to claim it, and therefore you can't. If you're not claiming it for yourself, you know, you can't claim it for somebody else in this situation.
Is this kind of Breira if you look at it as a partnership?
Does it connect to Breira? Probably need Breira here. Yeah, I think the Gemara brings in Breira at the end. I think it brings in Breira at the end. Yes, it does. Okay, says the Gemara. So we're going to ask a question on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one who said that this bar is viewed as a bar of partners, right? Bar of partners. Therefore, he's allowed to make a shliach, and you're filling up from his water. If somebody says, this is the Mishnah in Nedarim, if somebody says to his friend, Hareni Alecha Cherim, you are to me Cherim, meaning you are something designated that's usher to me. If I use that lashon, you are to me Cherim, Hamudar usher, then I am not allowed to get any benefit from you. Hare ata Allah, you are not allowed to get any benefit from me. Hare ata Allah Cherim, you are off limits to me, then Hanoder Asr, then I can't get any benefit from you. Hareni Alecha v'yata Allah, Shneim Asrim Zebazeb. If I make a promise and say, you can't get any benefit from me, and I can't get any benefit from you, then we're Asr to benefit from each other. So the problem is, what do you do by certain public items in the city? If we're both usher to get benefit from each other. So it says the Mishnah Nedarim, Umutarim Bishal Oli Bavel. We are though allowed to benefit from the waters of Oli Bavel. This is already going to be the Stira. V'asurim Bishal Oso Ha'ir. But if there is a water pit that's in our city, then we, each of us cannot use it. Because when I use it, it's all, that's like, viewed as a partnership. And when I use it, I'm benefiting from your property. And we're both usher to each other. The Elu Hain Dvarim Shal Oli Bavel. What are items of Oli Bavel that you're allowed to use? Harabayis, Halashachos, Vaha Azaros, the Azara, talking about Yerushalayim, Ubar Shal Emsa Haderach. And you have a pit in the middle of the road, so that is something that is mutter to be used, because that's Lechora not called Shal Shutfin. The Elu Hain Shal Oso Ha'ir. What is usher though to use? Harachov. If we both live in a city, and we say it's usher for each of us to get benefit, neither of us can walk on the streets anymore. Because the streets are all owned by all of us, and when I walk on the street, I'm getting benefit from you, and you're getting benefit from me. So we're stuck, we have to stay home. Ubeis HaKnesses, and the shuls, Ubeis HaMerchats, and the bathhouses. So we'll get back to that in a minute. That's the end of the Mishnah. The Amr Deir the Shutfehu Amai Mutter. But you, Rav Nachman, said that the bar of the Ole Bavel are viewed as we each own it, and therefore I could send you to get my water. But if that's true, Beirid the Shutfehu, so then why in this Mishnah, the Amr Beirid the Shutfehu, why is it Mutter in the Mishnah? V'hatznana Shutfeh Shenadur Hanazem Izeh Asun Lekanis L'chatzul Erchos Babar. If we are partners in something, and we have a bar, and each of us, we can't wash ourselves in the bar anymore. if we're partners, if we're noder hana from each other. Why? Because you own some of it, and I own some of it. And I, when I wash in here, I'm getting benefit from your part, and you're getting benefit from my part. So how could this Mishnah in Nedarim say that it is mutter, shel oli bavel, and they could use the pits? Are they benefiting from each other? According to you, Rav Nachman, who holds that a bar is shel, the bar, oli bavel is shel shutfin. So the Gemara answer is, Lircho Tachanami. You're right, you won't be able to wash in this bar because they're each considered that getting benefit from the other one. But Hakab Mayaskina Lamalos, the machlok, the issue in the Mishnah, that it's allowed is only to take some water out and to use it, to fill up your pail. Mar Midide Kamamale, or Midide Kamamale. We're allowed to view when they take their water out as they're only taking out their own water. It's just like by in the Erev Tchumen, by the Erev Tchumen case, when you pick it up, I'm allowed to view it like you're, I'm picking it up for my friend. V'savar Rav Nachman Yesh Breira. Does Rav Nachman really hold a Breira? Because this is relying on Breira, right? Because you're picking up water and you're assuming that it you're doing it for your friend. V'hatzan, we have a Mishnah that Rav Nachman does not hold a Breira. Where? So we get back. Hope we have fond memories from Maseches Shkolim. A Mishnah from Maseches Shkolim. 2 points of introduction. If you're a member from Maseches Shkolim, there's something called the kelbone. What's a kelbone? A kelbone is when I give the machzor a shekel, not only do I have to give a half a shekel, I have to give a little bit more to pay for the transactions that the money changing, that the hektish has to do. I have to add on a little bit more, a little bit of a kelbone. But I only have to add that on when I pay, when I'm giving a shekel for myself. If I'm giving it for somebody else, I'm giving it for a poor person, I'm giving it for my son, so then I don't have to add on the kelbone. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, I have to give 1/10 of all of my new animals of Meiser. The halacha is a shutif. Partners do not have to give Meiser Behema, based on a pasuk. Partners have to give Meiser Behema. Okay, two givens to understand the following Mishnah. Kelbone is only if you yourself are giving for yourself and not for others. Meiser Behema, only if you're giving, only if you yourself are giving and not a shutif. So v'hatan, the Mishnah says in Shkolim, ha'ach and a shutfin, brothers who yarshin from their father. They yarshin the estate. Then what happens? Kishai chayav in bekelbone. In a case where they're chayav in kelbone, what does that mean? Let's say the brothers split up the property, and then they became partners. Right? They split it up. Everybody got their own portion, and then they all joined together again and became partners. So in that case, when they give my shkalim, they're giving for themselves. Their father's out of the picture. They're giving for themselves, so they're going to have to give a kelbone. But you know what? They're partners. So the halacha is partners are partner from Meiser Behema. So Kisha Chayav and Bekelbone, when they're Chayav and Kelbone, meaning the case that I just described, Petur mi Meiser Behema. So then they're going to be partner from Meiser Behema because they're considered partners. Ukisha Chayav and Meiser Behema, but when they're Chayav and Meiser Behema, meaning let's say they never split it up. The estate is still the estate. So when they give Shkolim from there, it's as if their father is giving Shkolim for them. Because they didn't really split up the estate yet. So in that case, they're not going to be called partners. And therefore, they're going to have to give Meiser Behema from the estate, but they're not going to have to give Kelbone from the estate. That's the Chayav and Meiser Behema, when they're Chayav and Meiser Behema, meaning they did not split up the estate yet, and therefore they're not called partners, but Turim and a Kelbone, then they're going to be Pater from the Kelbone, because the father is giving for the sons, and therefore they're going to be Pater. It's giving for somebody else. That's the Mishnah. The Yomar Rav Anan, and Rav Anan said about that Mishnah, Lo Shanu, when do we say that when they split it up? And they come back together. They're called partners. Lo shana ela shechalku gediyim keneged tzolam uchlam keneged diyim. That's only if they didn't really split it up, you know, exactly equal. What they said, no, you take the sheep and I'll take the horses and you take the this and I'll take the that. I mean, they didn't exactly split up each of the assets. That's where we say that if the brothers split up the properties and then they come back together, that's a new shutfis. And they're going to be called partners. Avochoku gediyim keneged diyim vitzlam keneged tzolam omer zehu chelko hamakiyim mishar mishar. But says Rav Anan, if they split it up, everybody got some goats, and everybody got some chairs, and somebody got some. So then we're allowed to view it as when we split it up, I got exactly what I was supposed to get always. And when we come back together, it's as if we're just putting the estate back to what it was. And therefore, Rav Anan says, if they each got an exact portion of what they were supposed to get, then they're never viewed as partners. They're always viewed as the estate coming back to what it was. And therefore, you would say, this is like still the father's. And the nafkaminas of Kelbon and Maisa Behemoth would kick in. Rav Nachman argues, Afilu chilko gediyim keneged gediyim, vitzlam keneged tzlayim, ein omer zehu chilko hamakiyim mishar rishon lakach. Says Rav Nachman, no way. Once they split it up, then it's theirs. Period. And even when they come back together, they're called partners. It's not like they're going back in time. Meaning why? Because Rav Nachman holds Ein Breira. You don't say that just because they got a portion, this is the portion they were always supposed to get. Ein Breira, as we discussed yesterday. So Stira and Rav Nachman, how could we say that Rav Nachman holds? In our case, Ein Yesh Breira, you see from this pshat that he gives in the Mishnah Shkalim, Yesh Breira. So Ella, the Kuli Amab, so the Gemara says, you're right, we have to give a different interpretation of the machlokas we quoted. Again, what's the machlokas? I picked up water from this bar of Oli Bavel for my friend. There was a machlokas. Whose tchum does it go by? My tchum or my friend's tchum? So we gave one pshat, now we're rejecting it, so we have to give a different pshat. Ella, the Kuli Amab, Biradaf Kera. Everybody agrees the bar is hefker. Ella, so what's the machlokas about? Ella hachaba magbiya metzila chaveiro kamiflagi marsavar kana marsavar lo kana. Rashi explains this line as follows. Everybody agrees to what it says in Maseches Baba Metzia, that I'm not allowed to pick something up for my friends if b'makom bal chov. That assumption sticks. And therefore I can't pick it up. So he for sure is not kona right away. So the question is then what happens? I picked it up. So am I kona it right away? I don't have myself in mind. So am I koneh it right away? So one opinion says, yes, you're koneh it right away, even though you didn't have yourself in mind. You're koneh it right away, and therefore the tchum goes by you. The other opinion says, no, you didn't have yourself in mind, so you're not going to be koneh it. You know what? Now it's limbo. It's a limbo state. Nobody's koneh it. Eventually, when your friend gets it, it's going to go by his tchum. That's what it means, l'mishin ismalu bishvilo. Doesn't mean right away, because everybody agrees that Tovis L'Balchov is not going to be koneh. The machlokas is, so fine, he is not koneh right away, so then what does that mean the halacha turns into? Does it mean that I'm koneh right away? Or does it mean nobody's koneh until my friend picks it up? That's the machlokas about picking it up. Does it go by your tchum? Does it go by the other person's tchum? Hashem, tomorrow, the first 5 minutes will start. There is one, that Mishnah Nedarim has a fascinating Rav Avraham Minahar about getting benefit and hana'a by Talmud Torah. So Hashem, the first 5 minutes tomorrow, we will start with that, and then Hashem, we will continue. Okay, oh, tomorrow's a siyum. Hashem. Okay. And a haschala. There's never a siyum. Okay. Today's shiur was L'Zeich Nishmas, Shmuel Yosef Ben Yecheskel, sponsored by the Gershbaum family. Yeah. Mem Gimel.